You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
October the 22nd, 2021. Supposedly, the CDC and Biden White House will begin to review and update mask guidance. COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations continue a downward trend. The CDC for Control Director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, said, well, we need to keep in mind other respiratory illnesses, flu and so forth. In other words, you're going to wear that mask until we say you can take it off. And some people have no problem. Some people like it. They've gotten to the point where I kind of like the anonymity. I like nothing better right now when I walk into a bank where it has a sign posted, no hats, no sunglasses, no mask. And I walk in wearing all three. So far, nobody's called the police on me, violating every rule the bank had. And then remember, of course, Joe Biden wanted the intel community to do a rapid assessment of where COVID came from and get on it immediately and give him a day, a report in 90 days. And they came back and said, oh, we don't know. We're not so sure. And yet we have this information released yesterday by a member of a group overseeing the money going to Wuhan, a member of the NIH, National Institute of Health, acknowledging that Dr. Fauci misled senators and congressional committees when he said there was no money from the NIH going to Wuhan lab for weaponizing, or as they call it, gain-of-function research. And Congressman James Comer, Republican, Kentucky, said our intel committee spent 90 days looking into the origin of COVID-19, saying they couldn't find anything, and they didn't even acknowledge what we just got for this report. We're going to get in that in more detail coming up. In the meantime, an Arizona attorney general filing a request for a temporary restraining order to stop the Biden administration. The Attorney General of Arizona said once a vaccine has been administered, it can never be undone. The COVID-19 vaccine mandate is one of the greatest infringements upon individual liberty, federalism, and the separation of powers by any administration in our history. Switching from Arizona to Florida, Attorney General Moody warning the vaccine mandates, quote, will not be tolerated in the Sunshine State. Governor DeSantis, I should say, has an active executive order in place, as does Governor Abbott of Texas. And emails coming forward now, reviewed by the Washington Free Beacon, reveal that the letter from the NSBA, the National School Board Association, concerned about parents showing up at school board meetings should be labeled terrorists and the FBI should investigate them. These emails now show that the president of the National School Board Association sent their letter to Biden without the approval of board members. And in fact, there's a lot of question of how much of the Biden White House helped them write the letter. Yeah, I want to know about that as well. Democrats are already facing a lot of problems at this midterm elections coming up. We've got so many things going on, the vax mandate, the mask mandate, the just supply chain being shut down, people not showing up for work. What are they going to do? We can't get people to work. We can't open up businesses. Some places just can't open up at all. And the people we're losing under mandates, police, fire. And here's another example. A NASA employee going to retire after 37 years. If she does not get her religious exemption, approved that she does not have to take the vaccine. 37 years and she's going to walk out. She said, I believe my body is God's temple. And she's upset because some of the mandates, or rather the vaccines, involve stem cell research from fetuses. Stand by.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Traveling in a freighter combi, on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
This proves all along that this virus was started in the Wuhan lab. And this proves all along that American tax dollars were used to fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan lab. The national, the NIH knew this all along. Dr. Fauci misled the committee at best and lied to the committee at worst by saying that tax dollars were never used for gain-of-function knowledge, for gain-of-function research. And what they're trying to do now, Lars, they're trying to change the definition of gain-of-function research. But in layman's terms, they were taking this virus and they were making it worse. They were genetically modifying it. They were genetically altering it. They were taking a deadly virus and making it worse. And that violates the terms of the tax dollars for the grant that EcoHealth Alliance got. So this is bad. This is more more wrongdoing from the Biden administration. And we're going to keep on this. And it's very disappointing that the intelligence community spent 90 days looking into the origination of COVID-19. And they said, oh, we can't find anything.
Can't find anything. That's the House Oversight Committee ranking member, Congressman James Comer, Republican of Kentucky. He's absolutely right on everything he said. And the most disturbing, I shouldn't say the most, but one thing that absolutely burns me up, and it should you, our intel community came back after a 90-day supposedly really investigated report and said, well, we just don't know how it got there. We don't know how it started. We don't know anything about it. And they didn't even find in the process that we were, in fact, funding it. Or maybe they did find that, and somebody said, that's not relevant to the actual origin, or that would look bad. Let's cut it out. I mean, there might be a big, big story behind the fact that the intel agencies and not revealing that. Of course, they could always say, "Well, you just told us to find out if we could figure out where it originated. You didn't say find out if Dr. Fake was involved and lying to members of Congress." Yeah, if you don't give them a specific instruction, they could use that as an excuse. I mean, the mom tells the kid, I want that vacuum cleaner running in this room. You know what she means when she walks out. She hears it start up. She's listening. 30 minutes later, it's still running. What? She opens the door. The vacuum cleaner is turned on, sitting in the corner. The kid still isn't vacuuming the room. He did only what he was told to do. But they did, as Congressman Comer pointed out, did not even bring up the Fauci thing, but what their report we got yesterday from the NIH says, yeah, Fauci was involved and he knew, so that's contrary to what he was saying. One other thing about our intel committee. I like to think we have the highest intel and we know what we're doing and we're doing it properly and we're not doing it strictly for political, but there's so many questions. I mean, we supposedly didn't even know that China had fired a hypersonic missile. They didn't indicate we knew. But then we have this other issue that are we using our intel agencies, and we've often suspected that for some time, to be used against the American people, the Americans, and in fact, especially those who were supporting Donald Trump. We certainly had questions about that, reference the FBI members in particular, not the general rank and file. And when you get to that topic, this brings up the letter that was presented to the members of Congress as a memo that came from the National School Board Association and Merrick Garland's response. Merrick Garland got questioned on that yesterday, and of course they were also questioning about Dr. Fauci and the general issue. And before I get off that subject, I want to tell you, we should have and see posted sometime in the near future, there will be additional inquiries, and Dr. Fake will once again be back in front of these Senate and House committees, in particular Senator Rand Paul, who read Dr. Fake, reminding him, you know what perjury is if you lie to us. And now Rand Paul is saying, look at the letter we've got in our hand that came from the NIH. This is the one I was telling you about yesterday. That a molecular biologist had been part of notifying Congress by letter that, yes, Fauci's money was going to NIH, and that's what it was being used for. In an email following that, the executive director of the Bioscience Research Project telling Epoch Times the genetic manipulation obviously clearly constituted gain-of-function experiments, weaponizing. The NIH in its statement tried to be, the molecular biologist tried to say that we are basically correcting untruthful assertions by National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Disease Director Fauci that works under the NIH. Correcting untruthful assertions? How about just a flat-out lie? Which brings us to how much of a lie are we getting out of Merrick Garland right now? Merrick Garland being questioned yesterday about how he has weaponized the FBI. Now, he would not admit that's the phrasing. But he had a letter sent by the parents, rather by the National School Boards Association, and responded to their concern that maybe some of the parents targeting local school board meetings that they should be looked at the FBI because perhaps they were involved in terrorist activities or moving in that direction. And in fact, Congressman Johnson raised that very issue. Congressman Mike Johnson, Republican of Louisiana.
Mr. Attorney General, millions of Americans are deeply concerned today that instead of addressing the most pressing issues facing our country, we're watching the Biden Garland Justice Department be weaponized, that you are using your authorities now to advance far-left policies and attack Republican-led state actions and erode constitutional norms. The most recent case in point has been brought up this morning. Your memorandum directing the FBI and other Department of Justice officials to get involved in local school board debates. It concerns us that it was issued just 5 days after the National School Board Association sent a letter to President Biden which referred to concerned parents as the equivalent of, quote, domestic terrorists and perpetrators of hate crimes, unquote. Given the timing of all this, your memo appears to have been motivated by politics more than any pressing federal law enforcement need. This is concerning to us, and it's worthy of investigation.
Certainly is. And emails, as I was stating in news and commentary at the top of the hour, reviewed by Washington Free Beacon, reveal that the NSBA president and the CEO sent their letter to Biden without approval of the National School Boards Association board members. And there's another document that shows that on the evening of September the 29th, Chip Slavin, the interim CEO, forwarded the letter to Biden, and basically they were looking for information and how to be involved, stating the letter actually going to the board of directors, eventually stating, as you're probably aware, the level of threats and actual violence have increased. It's hoped our letter will call out the bad behavior. So we have, on October the 2nd, we have this email going to the NSB directors saying these are troubling times, and then adding the NSBA has been engaged with the White House related to the pandemic for several weeks and on this subject. In other words, they were actively looking for action from the White House. And then we have the issue, Merrick Garland's son-in-law and the business that he has. Again, questioning from Congressman Mike Johnson, Republican of Louisiana.
It also concerns us that your actions may have been motivated by your family's financial stake in this issue. Published reports show that your son-in-law co-founded a company called Panorama Education. We now know that that company publishes and sells critical race theory and so-called anti-racism materials to schools across the country. And it works with school districts nationwide to obtain and analyze data on students, often without parental consent.
That's the whole key. And his son-in-law has a firm that garnered something like $27 million a year pushing creative teaching such as CRT, race theories in classes. Does that not appear to be a conflict, some kind of ethics violation? The attorney general and his son-in-law involved in the very thing that the parents are complaining about at the school board meetings, and now the National School Board Association wants the attorney general to sic the FBI on them. Does that not appear to be a conflict?
There are no conflicts of interest that anyone could have.
According to you, but sir, with due respect, that's the purpose of the federal regulation. We need objective third parties to review our activities. You don't get to make that decision yourself. It doesn't matter. You're the chief law enforcement of this country. This raises questions in the minds of millions of Americans, and your impartiality is being called into question. Why would you not submit to a simple ethics review of that?
I am exquisitely aware of the ethics requirements.
But you're not following them.
I have followed them and lived with them for the last 25 years.
Did you seek an ethics review of this or not?
I'm going to say again, there are no conflicts of interest involved when the Justice Department...
Okay. According to you, I got that. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but you are not respecting our rules, our constitutional norms, and the federal law that directly applies to your activities. This is a great concern.
Great concern, obviously. Listen, this is a sham anyway. The House is just carrying this on for show. For instance, Congressman Jordan wanted to show some video, and Chairman Nadler would not allow him to do it.
That's out of order. This is not debatable.
Well, what's out of order is there is no rule that requires a 48-hour notice. That's what's out of order.
There is such a rule.
There is not. Not in our rules.
Mr. Chairman, what are you afraid of?
There is such a rule. You objected last year. You were told there was such a rule.
Mr. Chairman, what are our colleagues on the other side of the aisle afraid of? Are they afraid of videos of parents?
It's a video about parents at school board meetings. Moms and dads speaking at school board meetings, and you guys aren't going to let us play it?
It will not be played. An objection has been heard that you failed to give the 48 hours request required by the rule, and therefore
what rule? Mr. Chairman, what rule?
You have to say
the inquiry. What rule? Please present the rule.
There is no rule. It's a protocol. Want to take a closer look at the supply chain blockage and share a letter from a listener on what they're seeing in their industry. Please stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Leaves are pretty until they start falling into your gutters. You really want to climb up a ladder, clean them out? That sounds like a project, a dangerous project. I have a motto. I don't do projects. You need K-Guard leaf-free gutter system. Get a free estimate. Locally owned, KGuardMidwest.com. KGuardMidwest.com.
I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
The supply chain blockage, stoppage will continue for some time to come. It's been building for months. At last report, we still have 100-plus cargo ships off the coast of L.A. and Long Beach ports. They can't get in. When they get in, they can't be unloaded. When they're unloaded, they can't be put on a truck because there are no drivers. National Guard being considered as a possible truck-driving solution. Biden suggested he might. Governors haven't done it. He hasn't done it. Cargo air shipping companies are warning this is going to get even worse. According to a report in Politico, Cargo Airline Association, dealing with large corps like UPS, FedEx, Atlas Air. They carry Amazon packages, medical supplies. Federal Reserve confirming vaccine mandates are contributing to the supply chain crisis. Firms reporting high turnover, workers leaving. They don't want to be jabbed. More than 1,800 state workers in Washington fired or resigned, retired due to the mandate. Shipping prices in the industry already skyrocketing due to a lack of labor. According to Freightos, in 2020, the price to ship a container from Asia to the East Coast in 2020 was $3,800. Today, the price to ship the same container, $20,000. Now, how do you think it's going to be paying for it? My boots on the ground reporter, correspondent Andrew, was meeting at a company gathering in another state. And he said, we were told it's not going to get any better. We should be collecting a lot of acorns right now because labor shortage taking a huge toll on us. Costs are going up. Labor, raw materials, utilities, freight, maintenance. CEO kept awake at night by the thought of Biden's spending bill passing. It would immediately force us to raise prices by more than 15% just to survive. And we're concerned about the supply of raw materials from China and other government regulations. Do you hear anything in that that sounds optimistic? No, it's not. You couldn't make it happen and end today. It would help if you backed out of the vaccine mandate. In the meantime, we got job for hire postings everywhere. Golden Corral CEOs say they've got more than 5,000 job openings. I see guys on the street begging for nickels and dimes as if there's just no work. There's work. We had millions walk away from their jobs last report because they don't want to be automatically jabbed and they're just not going to stay for it. It's not just the mandate, but that's not helping right now. And there are a lot of folks that, for their own personal reasons, their doctor's reasons, religious reasons, are just, it's my body, my choice. They don't want to take the vaccine. And in Singapore, where they got an 80% vaccination rate or higher, they're still reporting COVID. And Biden says we have to protect the unvaccinated, or had rather protect the vaccinated from the unvaccinated. And Biden's vaccinated, and his head of security, Homeland Security, is down with COVID, who's also vaccinated, and he was with Biden, both vaccinated, probably with booster shots. Andrew concluded his letter, it'd be nice rather than needing to worry about a long list of threats and how the economy is going downhill if we could just sit in our offices and vote to confiscate money from other companies. But I guess we'd need to run for office to do that. All right, let me know what office you're running for and when, Andrew. We'll see. Coming up, more on the mandate and the cost, not just in labor, but to families. Stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
It's a fact that Ackerman Toyota is improving the local community. Jay Ackerman had a vision, and you can see the Ackerman Toyota dealership created a beautiful showplace at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota, sponsoring the next segment, new or pre-owned. Ackerman Toyota, for life.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
We've lost people already in the police department because of the defund the police movement, cutting $1 billion from their budget, tying their hands. They have seen record retirements, particularly from detectives, people who are seasoned, that are experienced. We need those crime solvers in the NYPD. Now you're coupling that with a new announcement today by the mayor that they're going to mandate the vaccination and there's no longer that option of being weekly tested. You will be fired. And so this is creating even more of a problem with losing qualified people in our police department, our fire department, teachers. It's a total mess.
That's one way to say, politely, it's a total mess. There are other words you could add, right? That is Congresswoman Nicole Maliotakis, Republican of New York. The only Republican representing New York City and Washington. The only one. And she said, I know what it's like to live under a one-party rule. That's pretty much what she has to do with. And she's pointing out, we already have problems in our city with crime. The defund the police movement did cut billions of dollars from their budget. They have now decided, maybe we should give some back. Man, that was such a good idea. but not enough. They've already had numerous retirements, especially those who had the most experience. And then Mayor Bill de Blasio says, you either get vaxxed or you're fired. You don't even have the option of taking a test from time to time. No, it must be vaccinated. I want to share a couple of different opinions with you on this thing. First of all, there's a piece written by Kylie Zempel for The Federalist titled, Biden Forced Americans into a Game of Chicken Over Their Livelihoods, and They're Not Flinching. Goes on to say, somebody's got to give in this game of chicken, and Biden is gambling. It will be you. It's time to make sure he loses that bet. Her article begins, there's this iconic scene in the 1984 Footloose where Kevin Bacon's city boy character goes head-to-head with his macho antagonist to show who's the bigger man in a game of chicken. They mount tractors on opposite ends of a single-lane road facing each other, drive full speed ahead to see who flinches first. In this hazardous game, one must swerve off the path or both die in a head-on collision. The first one to swerve will be called the chicken because he's a coward. Well, Kevin Bacon's character's shoelace gets caught on the throttle. He can't slow down. He can't keep anything from happening. And the other guy, the big macho guy, barrels off at the last minute right in front of his girlfriend, who falls in love with Kevin Bacon. Isn't that just great? Well, who's going to fall in love or continue to dehumanize anyone who does not want to take a vaccine or wear a mask? She continues her article, said, nowhere has this intimidation tactic been as clear as with medically coercive vaccine mandates. Near the start of Biden's tenure, shots rolled out quickly, thanks to Trump's effort. Biden left no doubt on his position. It wasn't just that vaccines were good, but everyone eligible for a vaccine should get one as soon as possible. And she points out Americans began doing calculations. Many knew their risk factors were heightened, so yeah, they jumped in. A lot of pregnant women, not so sure what to do. And yet the CDC says it's okay for them to get a vaccine. I still do not understand that. I have yet to hear someone explain, while they're still trying to decide, can we clear one of the vaccines down to age 5? We're cleared now to 12. Can we clear it down to 5? And then maybe could we possibly clear it down to 6 months of age? I want you to tell me how, if you're still in doubt what it's going to do to a 5-year-old or a child at 6 months that's not in jeopardy, their death rate among children at 0.001%, losing a child is tough for any family that does so. Not making light of that number whatsoever. But should every child be facing this vaccine when we really do not know long-term consequences? I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I encourage you to talk to your doctor and get information from someone you trust. But I just have a big question, and I don't see an answer. How the hell can you recommend it's okay for pregnant women or nursing women or women in the process of trying to get pregnant to take the vax if they had no other health conditions in particular, and it won't affect the baby? Should they go ahead and start smoking and drinking too? Has that information been wrong? And again, when you get it, is it going to be effective? Well, we were told a mask would be enough. Well, first of all, we told you don't need a mask by Dr. Fake. Then, yeah, you do need a mask. Oh, no, but if you don't want to wear a mask, get vaccinated. Oh, you got to vaccinate? Oh, no, you still need to wear the mask. You got vaccinated and wear the mask? Well, now you need boosters. And Biden says, when we get 98%, the goalpost kept shifting. When we get 98% vaccinated, then we'll be okay. No, we won't. No, we won't. Not based on their continuing, what's the latest drama we can bring up in crisis. I mentioned Singapore earlier. Let me do it again. It has a COVID vaccination rate of 82% in Singapore. Singapore, extremely crowded. You don't have any open ranges to go around in and separate yourself. If you're able to get 6 feet apart from people, good luck with that. And that 6 foot, that was just some arbitrary number they came up with. They cannot back it up. The plexiglass put up in these grocery stores, department stores, unless a person is fully enclosed and getting a separate air supply than you, that doesn't do any good. And yet you've got county execs and leaders and governors and mayors saying, well, you know, do anything, like everybody go home by 10 o'clock, like COVID can read the clock. All of this is pointing to what Congresswoman Mulatalko said. I'm the only Republican representing New York City and Washington. I know what it's like to live under a one-party rule. And this is where we're going.
This is all on top of the what we're seeing in terms of giving people more to be on unemployment than to stay home, which has led to lack of workers in other industries. They are literally punishing production and work in this country. That is what the socialist mindset is, to penalize people who produce. And they're doing it. And we're seeing the results of all of it. We're seeing the supply chain shortage. We are seeing the inflation rising, the cost of everything going up. We are seeing our cities less safe. And it's all a result of Democrats run cities and states and policies that have been put in place that are disastrous.
Disastrous. That's why we got all these ships off the shore of California. And what are they doing? Oh, the governor wants to do a study to see what do we do? What do? You drop the mandate, you get more people in, you activate National Guard members to drive the trucks if you need to. We're minus 60,000 truck drivers minimum across the nation. Governor DeSantis in Florida says, oh, yeah, all those ships off the coast of California, come on over here. Well, they'd have to go down through the canal and eventually make their way, but maybe they'd be faster. Who knows? And then you've got, even in New York, Congresswoman Mulatalko says, our ports are open. There just aren't enough workers. Warehousing, truck driving, we're not incentivizing people to take any of these jobs. Now, let me give you a piece from the American Constitutional Rights Union policy board member, Ken Blackwell. He said, the American people must never lose sight of what makes our country great as we march toward victory in our ongoing efforts to defeat the COVID-19 pandemic. We must defeat this enemy while being true to our highest values, upholding the religious liberty and civil rights of our fellow citizens by rejecting vaccine mandates. He said there are some noble souls who put their lives on the line when we didn't know how bad COVID was. And in the beginning, they were predicting much more deadlier and more destructive. And he adds, life is about managing risk. You cannot have a zero risk route. It doesn't exist. COVID, in one form or another, will always pose some risk. And then adding, whether Almighty God regards taking the vaccine as being complicit in abortion is not the issue. In America, you have the constitutional right to be theologically wrong. You have that civil right to religious liberty. The government cannot take it away from you. But right now, they can punish you. Do you know what a dishonorable discharge will cost you? I'll share it with you when we continue.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Back to the article from Ken Blackwell, policy board member of the American Constitutional Rights Union. He wrote, the greater good has been cited by authoritarian and totalitarian regimes for more than a century as a warrant for violating people's human rights and dignity. Hitler's Nazism, Soviet's all-encompassing communism, China's less comprehensive but still brutally oppressive communism, these and other abuses repeat the refrain that whatever it claims is a good of many justifies the sacrificing of a few. Seattle Police Department and firemen resigning. A picture of Seattle firemen walking up steps to City Hall to turn in their boots. These are experienced firemen. You don't like cops? You may not have any. You don't want, and then when they have a fire, why don't we have firemen? Well, because you threaten them. You get vaccinated or you lose your job. Senator Roger Marshall, Republican of Kansas, also talked about those in the military. As a Marine, I got several shots that I had no idea what I was being given, but they were all pretest, had been in use for a long period of time. Here's the difference with what we have now. And again, I'm not anti-vaxxer. I did get one because my daughter has made me promise to get one. But that was my choice. I wasn't ordered. And these vaccines, not one of them has full FDA approval. It's emergency approval. And as they're trying to make it go to lower and lower ages where the kids are the least susceptible, death rate of 0.001. And, of course, for the military, oh, they're under their government employee, they're in the military, they're going to do it, or we'll give them a dishonorable discharge. Senator Roger Marshall, Republican of Kansas, says getting a dishonorable discharge may be the worst check mark you can get in your life. He said, I've been told 10 to 20% of our servicemen still will not be vaccinated. Navy SEALs have been told you'll no longer be operational. We'll take away your Trident. You're no longer a Navy SEAL, and we'll make you pay for your Navy SEAL training. Senator Marshall says this policy of the White House that says one size has to fit all doesn't make sense. And he added, as a physician and a veteran who's confident the vaccine has saved countless lives, I believe vaccinating our service members against COVID is important. But whether or not to receive the vaccine should be a personal choice between an individual and their doctor. And he says, and then if they don't, they get dishonorably discharged. We're going to take American heroes and treat them as felons because of personal medical choices. Another source reporting again, being dishonorably discharged for service members strips their rights to own a firearm, to use a GI Bill for education, prevents them from federal health and housing benefits normally available to veterans. There's been a quote running around. I haven't run it down to see if it's accurate or not, that I don't recall if it's Senator Feinstein or Congresswoman Pelosi, I think it's Feinstein being quoted, that we should take guns away from veterans. All of them are mentally disturbed in some way or another. What? Now, again, I'm not giving full credence to that, but that wouldn't surprise me the way we're going right now. Do you really want to lose the best you have in areas of protection for you and your family, police and fire, for our nation, our troops, for our security along the border, border patrol agents? Do you want to lose the best we have in the years of experience simply because it's their personal choice? I don't want the vaccine. For whatever reason. And you cannot dispute a religious reason. The Supreme Court has made it clear. It can be contrary to any other religion, but if it's a religious reason, that's your reasoning, that's it. And, of course, if anyone like that then ends up dying, there are those mockers saying, see, told you. Well, what do you say about those who get vaccinated and still die? That also happens. I lost a very close relative, had not been vaccinated, wasn't old enough to get vaccinated under those parameters at that time. Mourn him and suffer with the other relatives and the loss. But you cannot have a life free of risk. Take care of yourself and your family. Make the decision you want. As always, I appreciate your listening. Thank you for supporting our sponsors. Our sponsors keep this program on the air. Even if you don't need their specific product right now, just take a moment to give them a call. Maybe one a day and say, hey, thanks for supporting Larry Connors USA. Because I truly appreciate them and you. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.